Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. There's so much going on in government today that it's hard to cover it all. But here goes a little. A little history. President Nixon lied about Watergate and had to resign the presidency. President George H.W. Bush said no new taxes, and because he lied, he was defeated for re-election. President Clinton lied about sex and Monica Lewinsky, and he was impeached. So President Obama has lied to us about Obamacare and so many other things, and so shouldn't he resign or be impeached? For example, the Department of Justice argued in the U.S. District Court that Obamacare is defective, which is opposite to what President Obama is saying. Rick Santorum was interviewed on the Governor Mike Huckabee show, and he spoke about government control when President Obama dictates what we must do about our health care. Then President Obama starts changing portions of the law, which is unconstitutional because only Congress can change the law or repeal it. When our federal government goes bad, it perpetuates itself by creating more regulations. John Stossel on Fox News show recently spoke about government regulations. He said when government fails, it just expands. But when private business fails, it closes up shop. In a recent article in the Wall Street Journal, William Galston wrote that American people are losing what little confidence they have in the capacity of our national government to act effectively, and our president's standing as a competent manager of his own government has eroded badly. I leave you with a point to ponder. I agree with Mr. Galston that if President Obama cannot restore confidence in the government and his leadership, the people may well hold the rest of his agenda at arm's length. This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.